She's my sister. Abraham traveled to an area where Abimelech was king. He told the people there, Sarah is my sister. So Abimelech sent people to get Sarah and bring her to his household. Once she was there, the Lord prevented the king from having sex with her. God came to Abimelech in a dream and said, You're about to die because that woman you brought into your house is married. The king said, Lord, I'm innocent. The man told me she was his sister, and she said the same. Lord, you must believe that I did this with a clear conscience. Besides, I haven't touched her. The Lord said, Yes, I know you're telling the truth. I kept you away from her. Now here's what you're to do. The man is a prophet. Take his wife back to him and ask him to pray for you. If he does, I'll let you live. But be careful. If you don't do this, you and your entire household will die. Early in the morning, Abimelech called in all of his servants. When he told them what God had said, fear fell on all the men. And suddenly the women of the household realized that they were unable to bear children. Abimelech sent for Abraham. When he arrived, the king said to him, Why did you do this to us? What did I do to you that caused you to treat me this way? My whole kingdom is going through tremendous guilt. Never in the world should anyone treat another person like this. What were you thinking of? Abraham said, Well, my wife and I have the same father, so she really is my sister. We just don't have the same mother. When we came to your land, I didn't know that the fear of God was here. I was sure that I'd be killed so you could get my wife. So she agreed to show her loyalty to me by telling people that I'm her brother. Abimelech gave Sarah back to Abraham along with sheep, cattle, slaves, and 1,000 pieces of silver. He said, You may freely go anywhere in my kingdom. Settle where you want. No one will bother you. Abraham then prayed for the king. So the Lord healed Abimelech and allowed all the women to have children once again.